You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News on WRCO FM is sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Lots of options, hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream, and a full menu of food as well. And by Pratt's Funeral and Cremation Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been serving Wisconsin area families for years. They're honored to be a part of the rich history of this community and plan to be a part of it for many years to come.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A massive cleanup effort in the South. More than 40 people killed, millions left without power in the wake of Hurricane Helene. Larry Parker lives in hard-hit Hudson, Florida, near Tampa Bay. He says his home destroyed.
We lost everything. Every bit of furniture, clothing, pots and pans, food, refrigerators, washer, dryer. We lost everything.
The storm's heavy winds as it moved inland, taking out power lines. Over 3.5 million customers across the Southeast and Midwest without power this morning. Israel Defense Forces continue their bombardment of Beirut this morning. The IDF says it hit over 140 targets across Lebanon overnight after it claims to have killed Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah. Hezbollah has not confirmed his death. At Cape Canaveral today, a scheduled launch of a SpaceX crew to the International Space Station. NASA plans to use the SpaceX capsule to bring home the crew of Boeing Starliner next year. This is ABC News. The Trump campaign scheduled a last-minute meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky while he was in New York to attend the UN General Assembly. ABC's Rachel Scott.
Trump initially had no plans to see Zelensky. Their meeting at Trump Tower scheduled at the last minute. With Zelensky at his side, Trump said,
"We have a very good relationship, and I also have a very good relationship, as you know, with President Putin."
Not long after, Zelensky interjects, saying he hopes relations with Ukraine are better than with Putin.
"I really think we're going to get it.
I hope we have it. More good relations.
It takes two to tango."
Trump has made the claim he could negotiate an end to the war in just 24 hours, but Zelensky has said that's not possible.
California Governor Gavin Newsom vetoing a bill that would have created a process for black families to claim their property was unjustly taken by the government and would have allowed for reparations. But he is signing a bill that will have the state issue a formal apology for harms of racial discrimination over many decades. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Treat yourself at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel, located at 1100 Elm Street. Utter Brothers Creamery is open daily from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., serving up a full menu of delicious food and ice cream. Enjoy your favorite flavors and take home the tasty meats and treats. Utter Brothers, your go-to spot for great food and sweet delights. Visit Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery today in Boscobel.
Meteorologist Nick Grunseth calling for sunny and summery conditions. Breezy as well today, a high of 83. Clear with areas of fog after midnight tonight, will drop down to 52. Sunny, another summer-like day tomorrow, 82. Sunday night, clear skies, areas of fog again after midnight, a low near 50. Monday, sunny, some mid to high level clouds late in the day, a high of 81. 50 for a low Monday night into Tuesday, and a high just of 67 on Tuesday. We rebound to 71 Wednesday.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
That's Terry Clark's version. Well, that was a good one. Poor, poor, pitiful me, 7:08. We're working on through your Saturday wake up. We're down to 49, the new morning low with Shaboozy.
On a Birkin, she's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5, ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fish Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Since I left, I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget.
Oh Lord.
Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this shit again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh Lord. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pull me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar gets tipsy. Everybody at the bar gets tipsy. Everybody at the bar gets tipsy. Boy, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good Lord.
Tell them drink some.
Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. At the bottom of a bottle, don't miss nothing. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy.
Shaboozy, everybody at the bar getting tipsy. 7:10 as we move down towards the 7:20 mark, we'll have a look at this week in entertainment history, plus the Rabbit Ears memory. It's my kind of night from RCO.
I've got that real good, feel good stuff up under the seat of my big black jacked up truck. Rolling on 35s, pretty girl by my side. You got that suntan skirt and boots, waiting on you to look my way and scoop. Your little hot self over here, girl, hand me another beer, yeah. All them other boys wanna wind you up and take you downtown, but you look like the kind that likes to take it way down. Out where the cornrows grow, roll, roll my boat, floating down the Flint River. Catch us up a little catfish dinner. Gonna sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Might sit down on my diamond plate tailgate, put in my country ride, hip-hop mixtape. Little Conway and little T-Pain might just make it rain. You can hang your t-shirt on the rim, hit that bank and we can ease on in. Soak us up a little moonlight, you know I know what you like, yeah. Where the cornrows grow, roll, roll my boat, floating down the Flint River. Catch yourself a little catfish dinner. Gonna sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night. My kind of, your kind, is this kind of night. We dance
in the dark and your lips land on mine.
Oh,
gonna get our love on.
Oh,
time to get our buzz on. All them other boys wanna wind you up and take you downtown, but you look like the kind that likes to take it way out. Out where the cornrows grow, roll, roll my boat, floating down the Flint River. Catch yourself a little catfish dinner. Don't it sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right? Yeah, that's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night. That's my kind of night.
So tell me, what is your kind of night? Because I'm not going to lie, that whole Luke Bryan night, yeah, that sounds like a pretty good night right there. September 28th, get together. Adam Hess with you. Thanks for making us part of your weekend wake up. This is Lila McCann. You'll remember her from Star Spangled Celebration and a whole lot of hits quite a few years ago.
See the 100.9.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
Welcome back, students and teachers. On behalf of all of Rockwell, we would like to thank everyone who participated in the Back to School Supply Drive, and we're wishing you all a happy and healthy school year. We would also like to extend a thank you to all truck drivers. September 15th through the 21st is National Truck Driver Appreciation Week. Be sure to thank a truck driver for all of their hard work and dedication.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true, we take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Richland Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Ballway.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here.
So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
CBS presents this program in color.
It's time right now for a look at this week in entertainment history. Brought to you by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more. And by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency with five generations of continual service. Being independent, Richards can sell a number of top insurance companies seeking to service their clients' needs. Today's history lesson is coming up next.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
Our first time travel stop in today's history lesson is 1987. The first episode of Star Trek, The Next Generation aired in syndication. The Boys from Boise debuted on WABD-TV in New York the first full-length comedy specifically written for television, 1944. In 1955, the World Series was televised in color for the first time between the Yankees and the Brooklyn Dodgers. Hazel premiered on NBC in 1961. 1976, the 100th episode of MASH aired on CBS. Brigitte Bardot, Naomi Watts, Mira Sorvino, and Janine Garofalo are all celebrating birthdays today. We'll have today's Rabbit Ears Memory when our history lesson continues from WRCO-FM.
At NAPA, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why NAPA is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, NAPA Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
A look at entertainment history has been sponsored today by NAPA Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center, and by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency. And we complete today's history lesson with our Rabbit Ears Memory. We travel back to CBS from 1972 to 1983. Today's Rabbit Ears Memory show originally featured Alan Alda, Wayne Rogers, as well as Loretta Swit, McLean Stevenson, and Larry Linville. We see Gary Berghoff on there, Jamie Farr, William Christopher, you probably know the show by now, Mike Farrell, as well as Harry Morgan, and David Ogden Stiers, all doing stints on MASH.
Getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Every day it's a getting faster. Everyone said go ahead and ask her. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Every day seems a little longer. Love's a little stronger, come what may. Do you ever long for true love from me? Every day it's a getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Come what may, do you ever long for true love from me? Every day it's a getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Love love like yours will surely come my way.
That's Buddy Holly on your weekend wake up. Birthdays and anniversaries are coming up next.
If you're looking for a delicious meal and a great time, join St. Anthony's and Philip Church, 726 Main Street, Highland, this Sunday from 10:30 until 1 as they celebrate the German heritage. Enjoy a traditional German meal for just $15 with dine-in or convenient drive-through options. Choose from barbecue pork or sauerbraten with all the fixings, including sauerkraut, German potato salad, and more. Don't miss the silent auction and raffle and a grand prize of $1,000. Visit pastorate5.org for details. We'll see you there at the St. Anthony and Philip Catholic Church German Heritage Dinner coming up Sunday, September 29th from 10:30 until 1. It's grape season at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Come pick your own grapes, perfect for jellies, juice, wine, or just to enjoy fresh off the vine. While you're there, browse the selection of apples and bakery treats, and don't forget to grab some fresh apple cider. Oakwood Fruit Farm is your go-to for fall flavors and fun. They're open 9 to 5, 7 days a week, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and enjoy the harvest.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
There are more savings under the sun at Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center. Through September 30th, get special offers on New Holland hay tools and spreaders, along with tractors. You face enough challenges to harvest a quality crop, you can count on New Holland and Simpson's Tractor for the equipment and service. The team at Simpson's Tractor will be ready when you and your crops are. Don't miss more savings under the sun with New Holland at Simpson's Tractor, Richland Center, through September 30th.
Good morning. Time to take a look at birthdays and anniversaries and their sponsor today, as they are each and every day from those great folks at the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
If you're a hunter, you know keeping your feet warm and dry is crucial to whether or not your hunt is a success. The Shoebox has the best selection of hunting boots around, from Danner, Lacrosse, Irish Setter, Rocky, Red Wing, and more. Sizes up to 16 and several waterproof selections to choose from. A new pair of boots from the Shoebox will get you out there and keep you out there. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth on Highway 14, stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Today is Saturday, September 28th, 2024, and we have a note here to wish a very happy anniversary to John and Maureen Keene from Lorraine and Monty and the Country Gold Band. Mark Wankerl celebrating a birthday, that wish from Lori and the Guys today. Happy birthday to Patrick Walker from Lori and the Guys, and here's a happy ninth birthday to our grandson, William Mary. Love, Grandpa and Grandma Connor. Happy birthday wishes to our great-granddaughter, Scarlett Tennant. Love, Grandpa and great-great-grandpa and great-grandma Connor today, as Scarlett is celebrating this morning. Mike Downey, happy birthday wishes from Butch and Margaret. Here's an anniversary wish for Elliot and Brittany Anderson from the Ash Creek United Methodist Church. Don Miller is on the Five Points Lutheran Church list today. My wife and partner for the last 50 years, loved you then, love you now. Hope we have many more from your husband, Floyd. Here's a wish going out to Steve Swenson from Christine Wesolowski this morning. Our son-in-law, Cody Keene, is celebrating a birthday. Mom and Dad Deaver, Steve Swenson, hope you have a great wish. You're on the list of Bob and Heidi. The Willow Little Willow Birthday Club and Anniversary list sees Aaron Turk celebrating. Here's a happy 50th wedding anniversary going out to Vicky and Floyd with lots of love. Dana Barker, Schmidt Woodland Hills, would like to wish you the best on your birthday. Fred Wilkie is on the St. Luke's Lutheran Church list. Rory Fry, Aaron Turk, Vicky Kronk, Aubrey, Lynn Kohlstedt, and Lance Cook all celebrating birthdays. And an anniversary wish for Matt and Laura Vellicott from the Richland Center Lions Club. From the Muscadet, Blue River, and Avoca Lions Club, birthdays for Keith Rakow, Laura Campbell, along with Amber Long and Karen Schneider, and a long list of anniversaries, Mike and Kara Ernst, as Karen and Mike celebrate, Larry and Erica Hensley, Craig and Lisa Johnson, Bob and Krista Miller, and Rick and Sandy Sturtevant. And of course, if you're celebrating anywhere today, we'd like to wish you the best as well from everyone right here at WRCO-FM.
I remember back in 83, I was building a new house for the family and decided to burn that old house down. My wife had other plans, you see, to the milk house for a bath when she, and oh, that fire was burning pretty good. A neighbor up the road a ways was working his field and he saw the blaze. Ran to his house to call that fire in. The only running water that you could drink was, yes, you guessed it, in the milk house sink where my wife was bathing, much to her chagrin. The chief and all the firemen met in the milk house where my wife was dripping wet, and a little skimpy towel was laying there on the floor. The bubbles in the bath had lost their luster, and the firemen broke up their filibuster in a private bath, appealed to her no more. She ain't no church lady, and the people came on over from all around, and my wife just had that skimpy towel. A decision must be made to cover north or south, half block distance to get to the house. North was left to greatly be exposed. Now what started out as a simple bath became a community all-out bash. No one will ever forget that day. My recollection is quite clear, along with all of the cheese and the beer. My wife walking up the road topless with that sway. Church lady, she's all a woman can be. She ain't no church lady. Now all the firemen agree. Now all the town.
I think maybe one of the my favorite lines from Dan Koba's song is when he's talking about her walking up the driveway with that sway, and he's throwing in a little beer and cheese. Can't go wrong there. 7:38 in our journey to 7:45 in a news update with Joanne Krulots. That's right around the corner.
Please join us in welcoming Euphoria Massage to the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Certified massage therapist Alec Adsit has over 7 years of experience in therapeutic massage and offers many types with various durations and fees to suit your needs and budget. Alec also offers zero balance therapy, aromatherapy, and chair massage. If you're feeling stressed, overwhelmed, or want to have some time for yourself for a change, give us a call at 647-6211 to schedule an appointment with Alec. Appointments can also be scheduled online at massagebook.com. You know you deserve it.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow, and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Do you need tires that can handle anything the road throws at you? Look no further than McFarland's Retail and Service Center. We're proud to offer a wide selection of Bridgestone and Firestone tires, renowned for their quality, durability, and performance. Whether you're driving a car, truck, or SUV, we have the perfect tires to keep you safe and comfortable. Visit McFarland's today and get the tires you deserve. Now through the end of October, get a $70 rebate on Bridgestone tires and $60 rebate on Firestone. Stop in to learn more.
This is Logan Willis. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church in Ithaca and our pastor, Diana Lucas, I would like to invite you to our weekly services. We are a family that welcomes everyone with open communion. If you're searching for a place to belong, come as you are. This is a safe church for all ages. Please join us Sundays at 10:30 a.m. at Willow Valley UMC in Ithaca.
Joanne Krulatz is standing by in the newsroom. She will have a news, weather, and sports update coming your way right around the corner. And it's a pretty good morning, you know, all things considered.
All things considered, I'm doing just fine. Even though you left a hole the size of Texas deep inside of my heart, the way I feel, I should be losing my mind. But all things considered, I'm doing just fine. Woke up this morning to the sound of you slamming the door. Served a piece of paper from breakfast that said you don't live here no more. And the dog won't let me pet him. He just lays around and growls at my feet. And the paper boy forgot me again. I should have stayed in bed asleep. All things considered, I'm doing just fine. Even though you left the whole size of Texas deep inside of my heart, the way I feel should be losing my. But all things considered, I'm doing just fine. Well, my car broke down again right before we ran out of gas. And my voice is still ringing in my head. One more time and you're out on your yeah. Well, I can't wait till the 5 o'clock whistle blows. Traffic on ting. End up going home alone. All things considered, I'm doing just fine. Even though you left the whole size of Texas deep inside of my heart, the way I feel, I should be losing my mind. But all things considered, I'm doing just fine. Size of Texas deep inside of my heart, the way I feel I should be losing my mind. But all things considered, I'm doing just fine.
That's Yankee Gray from, a couple of years ago. Okay, a couple of decades ago, maybe three now. All things considered in our journey towards news time.
Do you want to be in the know? Sign up for the WRCO local newsletter simply using your email address and get our newsletter delivered directly to your inbox. No searching required. Take a look behind the scenes. Get the latest news, sports, and info before anyone else. Your email address will be used to distribute our newsletter only and for occasional correspondence and will never be sold or shared. Visit WRCO Radio on Facebook for the sign-up link. The WRCO newsletter, local and only from WRCO FM.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It's 7:45. We're at 52 degrees. Time for a news update. Brought to you by Jones Chevrolet, Town & Country TV and Appliance, and by Walsh's Ace Hardware. The forecast for today, sunny and summery, but breezy. We're looking for a high of 83. We're up from our morning low of 49, sunshine and 52.
Walsh's Ace Hardware is your grilling destination. Walsh's has a grill for just about any situation. From Weber, Napoleon, Traeger, Blackstone, Charbroil, Pit Boss, and Orion, they can help. They always have a buy two, get one free deal on their chips, chunks, and pellets, so be sure to mix and match to try something new. Propane is your choice. They refill and exchange cylinders. Get ready to grill any time of year, courtesy of Walsh's Grilling Department.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Today, the flags of the United States and the state of Wisconsin are being flown at half-staff, coinciding with the final alarm ceremony and silent procession at the Wisconsin Fire and EMS Memorial Park in Wisconsin Rapids, which is hosted by the Wisconsin Fire and EMS Memorial and in honor of Wisconsin Firefighters Memorial Day. A group of utilities has completed a high-voltage transmission linking Iowa and Wisconsin. American Transmission Company, Dairyland Power Cooperative, and ITC Midwest announced Friday that work on the Cardinal Creek line is done and that the line was fully energized Thursday. The line runs over 100 miles between Iowa's Dubuque County and Wisconsin's Dane County. The utilities say the line will improve reliability and support renewable generation resources. A coalition of conservation groups filed a federal lawsuit in March seeking to prevent the line from crossing the Upper Mississippi River National Wildlife Refuge. A federal appellate court cleared the way for construction in May. Senator Howard Markline announced Friday that the new Highway 130 Lone Rock Bridge is open to traffic. Senator Markline worked to move up this project by nearly 4 years and secure needed funding for the $37 million project. The new bridge opened yesterday, and local first responders were the first to cross the newly opened bridge.
I am thrilled that the new Highway 130 Lone Rock Bridge is now open to traffic. Since 2020, I've been pushing the DOT to accelerate this project, and I'm pleased that we were able to accomplish this goal. The design-build process is one of the primary reasons this project was accelerated. Throughout this project, I have heard good things about the design-build program and process.
The old Highway 130 Lone Rock Bridge consisted of three structures. Two of the structures were originally completed 92 years ago, and the third structure was completed 82 years ago. The bridges were narrow and in desperate need of repair. The Highway 130 Lone Rock Bridge project was the first DOT project in Wisconsin to be built using the design-build process. Design-build projects overlap the design and construction phases to streamline a project, leading to faster timelines and increased efficiencies. Senator Markline led the effort to include $20 million in funding for design-build projects in the 2021-23 Wisconsin state budget to support this project. Now that the new bridge is open to traffic, construction work will continue to remove the three structures from the old bridge. All work is expected to be completed by summer 2025. The University of Wisconsin Board of Regents has voted unanimously to fire a communications professor who was seeking to retain tenure after his dismissal as chancellor of one of the system's campuses for making pornographic films. The board Friday rejected his wish to remain a professor. Joe Gao had served as chancellor of UW-La Crosse for nearly 17 years. He argued last week that he should be allowed to retain a teaching position on campus. But university attorneys argued he was unethical, violated terms of his employment contract, damaged the reputation of the university, and interfered with the mission. Gao has said he is considering filing a lawsuit to retain his teaching job. A federal judge has ordered the U.S. government to temporarily leave roads open on a Wisconsin reservation for non-tribal property owners. The Lac des Flambeaux tribe in the 1960s granted easements allowing public access to some reservation roads. The easements expired about a decade ago. The tribe last year barricaded the roads and demanded up to $20 million for access. The U.S. government sued on the tribe's behalf, seeking trespassing damages for non-tribal users of the roads. U.S. District Judge William Conley issued an injunction Thursday prohibiting the government from blocking the roads while the lawsuit is pending. Conley noted the injunction doesn't apply to the tribe, but he expects the tribe to follow it. The general election is less than 40 days away, and on the ballot in November, voters in Wisconsin will have a statewide referendum question. As we break it down, the referendum would amend the state constitution from every United States citizen may vote to only United States citizens may vote. An interesting amendment because it's not clear if it actually functionally changes anything. For those interested in looking at a sample ballot before the election, head to MyVote for more information. New research from UW-Madison shows that children who live in areas that were once redlined have a higher risk of asthma today. Redlining was the discriminatory practice of giving specific area low grades for home loans, usually because more people of color and immigrants lived there. It was widely used until it was banned in 1968. A new study from UW-Madison shows that children who grew up in the areas that were once redlined had a 3% increased chance of developing asthma. Researchers say that's at least partly because of lower air quality and housing issues like mold and pests. The 65th annual Gaze Mills Apple Festival is being held today and tomorrow. Activities are underway with a pancake and sausage breakfast going on until 11:30, sponsored by St. Mary's Church at the Community Building. The walk run will begin at 9 in Lyons Park at the Kickapoo River Bridge. A variety of activities will be held throughout the day, including a carnival at the fairgrounds from 10 to 5 and live music at various businesses. Wisconsin's 77th Alice in Dairyland, Haley Heinzel, will also make a special appearance at the 65th annual Gaze Mills Apple Festival today to highlight the significance of this specialty crop to the region and promote the 78th Alice in Dairyland Finals in Crawford County in May. Heinzel will be in the Gaze Mills Lyons Park in downtown area between 9 and noon. She will also make some orchard stops during her visit. Applefest attendees are invited to meet Alice, see her special car Tassie, and post a picture on social media using the hashtag Gaze Mills Applefest. Heinzel's visit is part of the lead-up to the 78th Alice in Dairy Finals to be held in Crawford County. While Crawford County is home to 3 Alice in Dairyland alumni, this is the first time it will host the finals. Tomorrow will feature a pancake breakfast from 7 to 11:30, the Lions Club Flea Market from 9 to 4, the carnival from 10 to 5, and the Apple Fest Parade at 1:30. The 2024 Fire and EMS Festival will be held today at Avoca Lakeside Park. Featured at the festival will be a vendor market from 10 to 4, music by Donnie Razick from 11 to 2, a car show from 11 to 4, music by Mitch Lau from 3 to 6, water fights at noon, an outdoor dart tournament at 2, and music by Cherry Pie from 8 to 11. Food and refreshments will be available on the grounds.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Today is Saturday, September 28th. Mary Ann Lindy Schmitz, 90 of Bear Valley, died Tuesday at Pines Independent Living in Prairie du Sac. A funeral mass will be held this morning at 11 at St. Killian's Catholic Church in Bear Valley. Burial will be in the church cemetery. Friends may call at St. Killian's Catholic Church this morning from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Mary Ann Lindy Schmitz, 90 of Bear Valley. Robert M. Bob Schmitz, 81 of Richland Center, died September 15th at Pine Valley Community Village from complications related to frontal lobe dementia. A memorial mass will be held this morning at 11:30 at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be at a later date. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center this morning from 9 until 11:15 before departing to the church. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family to be donated to Alzheimer's, Pine Valley Community Village, and a grace. Robert M. Bob Schmitz, 81, of Richland Center. Peter B. Regneri, age 81, died August 7th. A funeral service will be held at 2:30 this afternoon at St. Philip Church near Rolling Ground. A burial service and reception will follow at the Regneri Farm. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Peter B. Regneri, age 81. Pauline L. Stockton, age 101, died Monday. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock Monday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be at the Czech National Cemetery, Yuba. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Monday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Pauline L. Stockton, age 101. Orville Fredenberg, 95, of Cottage Grove, died Monday. A funeral service will be held Wednesday at 11 at Hope Lutheran Church in McFarland. The service may be live-streamed at GundersonFH.com. Burial will be held at Hope Cottage Grove Cemetery. Friends may call at Hope Lutheran Church Wednesday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be made to Hope Lutheran Church. Gunderson East Funeral and Cremation Care is assisting the family. Orville Fredenberg, 95, of Cottage Grove. Kevin Lee Freight Carley, 64, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at home. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 4 until 7, and again Wednesday from 11 until the time of service at noon. Kevin Lee, Freight Carley, 64, of Richland Center. Mark James Delcamp, 66, of Muscadet, died last Saturday. A memorial service will be held Saturday, November 30th, at noon at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Saturday, November 30th, from 10 until the time of service at noon. Mark James Delcamp, 66, of Muscadet. Esther Powers, 82, of Reedstown, died Wednesday at Soldiers Grove Health Services. A private graveside service will be held at a later date. The Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown is serving the family of Esther Powers, 82, of Reedstown. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Courtney and Brandon Wetter had a daughter, Stella Marjorie.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
Be sure and join us at 8 o'clock. We'll have an ABC News update followed by a look at your weekend weather with Nick Grunseth.
Hey, rock and rollers. This is Phil Nee. I'll be here Saturday night with old-time rock and roll, the best of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. And we'll be spinning for you some Desert Island songs, a song you would take with you if it was the only song you had. And we'll also be talking to Dream of Denver, widow of Bob Denver, Gilligan, as Gilligan's Island celebrates 60 years since it debuted.
On The Many Loves of Debbie Gillis with Maynard, he was able to do word comedy written by the great Max Schulman, prolific, highly respected Hollywood writer. He chose Gilligan because he wanted to do physical comedy.
Those were the days from 6 until midnight, Saturday night on WRCO-FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app is sponsored by Jay Zag and Turf Center, Jones Chevrolet, Inspired Innovation Salon, Culligan Water Conditioning, Chet's Feed Seed and Such, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, and Advanced Pump and Well Solutions.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News is sponsored on WRCO FM by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac.